Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Today, friends and family are remembering a Bolton man killed while he was fighting self-declared Islamic State militants in Syria as someone who marched to the beat of his own drum, but also as someone with a deep sense of justice. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports on the funeral today for Keith Broomfield.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
By his own father's admission, 36-year-old Keith Broomfield was not always a parent's dream. Tom Broomfield, speaking at his son's funeral, recounts how difficult it was when Keith had been arrested and seemed not to care about his own path in life. 10 years ago, Broomfield served time in prison on drug and weapons charges, but he later turned things around and managed his family's manufacturing business. But even during those rough times, loved ones say Keith had a good heart. One of his high school friends, Ben Roberts, called Keith's decision to fight ISIS overseas a sort of redemption for his younger years when he sought empty pleasures.
Keith was a zealous person. For all that knew him, it was clear. He invested himself 100% in everything he believed in. He was passionate.
Roberts talked about a weekend he spent with Keith competing in the Christian Service Brigade, an organization similar to the Boy Scouts. There were 15 competitions that weekend, from building fires to archery to reciting the Bible. Keith and Robert's team lost 14 of them. But Robert says that didn't suppress Keith's joyful demeanor or his willingness to help the younger members of the team.
I think that typifies what I love about Keith. He, too, didn't have it all together. But he gave it his all. If he saw an argument or a fight, he'd always step in for the underdog. He never wanted to see injustice.
Broomfield's mother, Donna, shared a story from a man in Turkey who met Keith as he was trying to cross the Syrian border. The man had spent an evening with Keith in a small town, eating a simple meal and sharing turns playing folk songs on the guitar. Donna Broomfield read a letter from the man in its entirety.
I was wondering, how will he be able to kill anyone? He's got such a gentle heart.
Keith told the man he would be able to kill, especially if it meant protecting innocent children. Broomfield himself was killed on June 3rd, fighting near the Syrian town of Kobani. He was 36 years old. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.
How precious dear.